T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Thank you to Layla Rahimi for hanging out on the show. That's much appreciated. Tomorrow we will talk in depth about what you want the Bears to do over their last 2 weeks. Who should play and who shouldn't play. All those things will be a part of the discussion, along with all sorts of funny and silly stuff like today. It's a good show in that regard. Now, taking you the rest of the way this afternoon is the Scores Afternoon Show, that of Dan McNeil and Danny Parkins. Hello, men.
Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Lawrence.
There must be silliness these days. There's no time for anything else, man. It's otherwise, it's just a teeth gnash all the time.
Yeah, like if I wanted to get into the real issues of the Bulls, like every night they offer another glimpse of how bad things are and how bad things can be. And I found a lot of comedy in it, and that's kind of where I'm at with the Bulls right now. And with the Bears thing being over, yeah, I'm interested in some of the stuff that happens over the next 2 weeks and then the offseason, but have a little fun.
Yeah, you have to. The Bulls have become a comedy of errors, and I'm grateful I have this job because I have a place to go where I can talk about the Bulls, because I think this might be one of the few work environments in Chicago, in or around Chicago, where people are talking about them. Now, maybe that's because of that's the places I go. I'm not sure, but I'm grateful I have Bernsey. Got to work early today so I could visit with Bernsey and talk about last night's blown lead. And
I'm sure that's why you were in early.
It is. It had nothing to do with Camp One Step being here with sausage and peppers or anything like that.
I had chicken parm, too.
Yeah, that's what salad is, huh? How about that?
It's a good thing to get introduced to in your late 50s.
Well,
to learn something about it.
We double dipped on green vegetables last night.
That's true.
Our show dinner for the holidays, and we went to Ocean Prime. Is that the name
Ocean
of it?
Prime.
Right on Wacker?
87
yeah.
East Wacker.
In the London House building.
Terrific. And two vegetables. Of course, one of them was creamed spinach, which had bacon bits in it.
Why not?
That's how you make a vegetable worthwhile. Put some butter, some cream, and
some bacon
in it. Now we're talking.
That was a good meal, though, man. That was a lot of seafood last night.
We did it up. Yeah, and there's I brought in crab dip that was left over from Sunday's football gathering, too. So we're going to keep the purine count high. I'm going to stare gout in the face this holiday season and say, come on, man, what you got?
We're the shellfish show.
We are the shellfish show. Now, that's one I can get my head around. I can get behind being the shellfish show.
The shellfish show, yeah, the pothead show, the gambling show.
Those are all things that, yes. The mustard belt, that's that's not who we are.
It always has fun, too. Sports are supposed to be fun. It doesn't have to be so damn serious all the time. So I'm glad that you had some fun today in the midst of bad sports, Lawrence.
I mean, I think there are times to be serious, and there were moments in today's show that I was, but all it's going to make me do is descend into anger. So
well,
I'm trying not to do that.
Let me share one with you that I was going to anyway today. Before I heard you, before you were even on today quoting our pal Doug Buffone, I was thinking about him this morning. And one of my favorite Doug Buffone quotes, when good old number 55 and I were doing Bears pregames, the first few years the Score was on the air, and the Bears had their last game of the year on Christmas Day of 94, and Doug was pissed at Jesus for being born the week before the NFL playoffs start.
Incredible.
Is that the essence of Doug?
Yes,
that's incredible.
9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, when the hell do you have to be born? You know, you'd think the guy could arrange when he was going to be born. Why do you have to do it coinciding with the last week of the season, right before the playoffs?
That's super Doug.
If they can do an immaculate conception, can't he get born in June?
Honestly, spot the lie.
Correct.
Where's the flaw in the logic?
That's great.
I can't come up with it.
That was Doug. That's one of the greatest assignments I ever had, doing Bears pregame with him here on the Score for 3 or 4 years.
I do wonder sometimes like what Doug would think of this outfit of guys, because I think that he would be really have been intrigued by Nagy last year, and I think he'd be troubled
and angry.
He would be. About of course. Yeah. Year. Now he would have been going nuts. Just, you know, his presence being a Pennsylvania guy, of course, he would have had that tribal loyalty. But this year he wouldn't have had the patience.
I've had it. I have had it.
That's what he would be doing. And he'd be wondering why members, why guys who play safety in the NFL don't wrap their arms around guys when they tackle. He would be lamenting that. Lament a word Mitch Trubisky apparently didn't know. We found out.
You say lament or regret?
What'd you say? It kind of means regret. Yeah, just go ahead with that.
Go ahead. However you're going to answer it is totally fine. I enjoyed watching Drew Brees just as a technician.
He really is.
And I was joking with the guys that one of my favorite things about Drew Brees is that he's 6 feet tall, but he gets all of it.
Yes.
In his throws.
We talked about that in our show meeting today.
He's able to kind of go up to make the throw, which is amazing mechanically.
You're right. He has found a way to overcome the handicap of being shorter than typical guys who do what he does. And he has made those adjustments. The way he cranes his neck to get every little bit of verticality he can find to throw the ball over larger men with their hands up in the air. And to go 29 of 30 last night.
Unbelievable.
That is just crazy.
To set a single game record in the game where he set the career record.
Isn't that something?
It's so cool.
That's right. And it was a perfect two. It was almost storybook. On the 10-year anniversary of when they beat the Colts, they had all the guys there from that Super Bowl 44 team last night.
But Tom can pass him, right? Because Tom plays Saturday.
Tom can pass him
He's
again.
He's only, what, two behind, yeah.
Well,
two or three.
And Brady's ahead of him when you factor in playoff games. Like, if you do the career numbers and you include the playoffs, Brady is still ahead of him. So, yeah, in theory, they could do this multiple times.
But literally, we could have the celebration for Tom on Saturday.
Correct.
And then have it again for Drew on Sunday.
That's, well, that's absolutely true. It could keep going back and forth. I would imagine the pomp and circumstance will not be as big as it was last night every time, but why not?
We're
going
to do a little contrast and compare today. I heard Kevin Harlan's description of the record setter as I was driving home from the city on NFL on Sirius, and we're going to hear what it sounded like with Tess, the always excitable Joe Tessitore, because I wouldn't say I was missing it, but I missed it last night.
Metcalf.
I'm sure he was a shouting down there in New Orleans.
For my money, Kevin Harlan is the best play-by-play man in the business.
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
That commercial of him in the shower is hideous. You've heard that one for his water heater?
No.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know that we're able to replay it, but yeah. It's
okay.
Yeah, no, I've heard it.
Did I get dumped there? Should we not?
No,
No.
Tanny's good. I've heard it. I agree with you. How I always describe Kevin Harlan is he loves games, and it just comes through.
It does.
It's that simple. He'll never get the biggest assignment. I mean, the big assignment that he gets is
the Westwood One Super Bowl on radio.
But
that's a pretty good assignment.
It's a great assignment, but most people are obviously watching, and he will, he's kind of blocked at his respective employers for getting an NBA Finals or a Super Bowl on TV or anything like that. Final Four, even. Like, he's a good tournament broadcaster, great tournament broadcaster, but guy just has a great call of big moments, and he loves games.
He seems so. What I love about it is that he allows things to build.
God!
And then you get to that crazy part. There's a building up. It isn't just everything is the greatest thing that he's ever seen. It builds, and he's good at taking the listener along for the ride of it. I just love his call. His voice is very, calming to me.
Like, it's easy to listen to, yeah.
Kevin Harlan is calling a game, even though it's also the nightmare for Bulls fans because it's him on the Derrick Rose injury. Grabbing at the knee.
Wow, see, I wouldn't think that. Yeah, I'm just not as emotional about the Bulls as you guys are, so I wouldn't make that connection that was Kevin Harlan's voice.
I go so many places before I would go to that.
Would you?
Yeah, I mean,
COD,
obviously.
COD's a good one.
I mean, with
Robin Sherk, but there he goes.
That's it. Yeah,
the viral moments, the LeBron highlights.
The guy is drunk.
The cats going across fields,
where he gets the sponsor in the live read. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Some of our texters are pointing out, and I had a feeling they would, that there's some people who believe the Bible tells us that Jesus was in fact born in June, but it was always celebrated in December to convert pagans.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it. I don't want to come off like a know-it-all.
Doug didn't really believe that. He was just making it. Never mind.
It was probably a joke.
I doubt it.
Hub. Yeah, right.
The guy who embarrassed his parents at a sixth grade spelling bee by misspelling apple.
That's awesome.
He only gave it one P.
The extra P is kind of smug.
And those things are nerve-wracking.
I never minded them.
Really?
I was pretty good at it, actually. Oh. Spelling's pretty easy. It's just
call and response in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Today, Lord, we Hub Arkish spent the day with Kurt Warner yesterday, and they had a long Mitch Trubisky conversation, and Hub wants to share details of Kurt Warner's insights into Mitch. Great. That will be 4 o'clock. Joe Cowley will be on at 3 o'clock.
Plenty about to boo.
And, yeah, it's predictable at this point with the Bulls.
Yeah.
That's the bad thing. Like, these are not outliers, and you could
have made yourself some money last night, because at one point the Oklahoma City Thunder were plus 925.
I know.
And you just knew. You just knew that they were going
to
come back and win.
Yeah.
It's just happened so many times now, it's going to become the in vogue thing to do, to money line the opponent when the Bulls get a big early lead.
They had been good against the spread, right?
No, they are good against the spread.
I think they've covered 7 of their last 9 going into last night like that.
You just got to bet them to lose outright when they get a big lead, because they keep blowing big leads.
Who cares if they lose? Just make money.
Right,
just lose by the right number.
Great teams cover.
Silly. Be just good enough to break our hearts.
No one's getting their heart broken over this team.
No, I don't think so.
There's a word that I want to highlight around this Bulls team about how I'm feeling, how I think a lot of Bulls fans are feeling, and it oddly gives me hope for the future. So we'll get into that as we go. But Lawrence, have a good day, man. Good show.
Thank you.
Always good to see you.
Thank you, Lawrence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.